Harmonicas or harmonica's something now, but I did know when that name was changed, and I done forgot, but all we ever knew was go down and it bring me back a heart to blow. Bring me back a heart to blow.
Very good. All right, and what do you call that piece that that was in the front of a wagon that went up between the two horses, the wooden piece that's...
The wagon tongue.
And what about on a buggy if there were two of them and the horse were backed in between them? Those two wooden pieces that would stick out...
They call the shafts.
The shafts. And the outside part of the wheel, the very outside part of the buggy wheel or the wagon wheel?
What is this? A steel tire.
The
steel band, rather.
Band.
Steel band.
What about the rim? Would you ever say rim for that outside of the wagon?
No, because a rim is a wooden part that the band goes over. The spokes goes into the rim up there, and this down there where it goes in, where it goes over the axle, that's a hub, and the spoke goes in there, and it goes in the rim here, and you get that all fixed, then you put that steel band over that.
There's a word here that I wasn't familiar with at all, felly. Have you ever heard of felly having anything to do with a wheel? I don't believe that's one of ours, do you?
Unless, and that would be the, some parts of that fixed down there around that hub in that hub somewhere or another, but I never heard it, never heard that word at all.
Okay. All right, and the part of the plow that the horse pulled on, that piece, the bar across there, would be called...
Single tree.
And if it were for two horses?
You'd call it, you'd have one piece here, a tree you'd call a long piece like this. And you call that one tree, and then out you'd put a single tree over there and a single tree over here. And then you call it, if you were going to use two, maybe father wanted to go borrow one, he'd say, go and borrow me so-and-so's double tree. I'm going to use two today.
All right. Well, did you ever hear that called a whipple tree or a whiffle tree? Any part of that arrangement?
No, I wouldn't. I never had heard call that.
I don't think we ever did either. All right. What about...
Now, that whipple tree might come in there. They might have called that where you had hitched on to that end tongue over and hitched on four and six horses. And you'd run that chain back down between them to this tongue under there and had a hook in it. Now that might have been some kind of name coming after that, but I didn't ever know
right.
about it.
Did you ever hear the word evener to having to do with any of that apparatus of putting another horse in? An evener? No?
No.
My husband, nobody that I have, that's not a new, familiar one for a lot of people. All right, and if somebody goes out and collects a load of wood in his wagon, you say, well, he's over there doing what to the wood?
He's hauling his wood in.
Hauling wood. And if he came in up the road and a tree had fallen, what would he have to do? He'd have to hitch something to it and do what?
Yeah, get out and cut it off and pull it out and hitch horse to it and pull it out.
Have you got another way besides to say pull, if you mean just...
Yes, we have got out and cut them out, saw them in two and three-fourths, get around and roll them out the road.
Right. And if you are going to move it to, like, say, I've got to drag that, could you use that term?
Yes, you could.
And then you would say, yesterday I had, John was coming in and he found this log there and he had to hitch to it and he...
Just drug it on in.
Drug it on in. All right. All right. 3:15. You tired?
That's just for you. What do you want?
Well, I just want...